Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，晚安。
So wonderful to be here again among you.
能够再一次很高兴来到弟兄姐妹当中。
I have to acknowledge that I haven't remembered very many names.
我必须承认说，我实在是记不得那么多的名字。
And it seems to me that some of you have changed a little bit.
而且对我来讲，好像你们都有些人长得好像跟以前不一样。
Maybe a few years older.
也许老了两年，老了两岁。
Well, the wonderful thing about it, my dear brothers and sisters, is that we are tightly connected together.
一件奇妙的事，弟兄姐妹们，就是我们是紧密的连接在一起的。
You know the wonderful thing?
你知道这件事美好的事情吗？
The same Lord Jesus who's in you,
那在您里面的主耶稣基督
is also in me.
同样的也在我的里面。
This makes us one.
这就让我们能够成为一。
We have many kinds of differences.
我们有许许多多的不同。
But the wonderful thing is,
但一个奇妙的事情。
We are one in our blessed Lord Jesus.
因为在我们荣耀的主里面，我们是合为一的。
So let's appreciate the opportunity and privilege we have.
所以让我们能够一同的在这里，为我们所得到的这样子的恩典，我们来感谢。
To call one another brothers and sisters.
因为我们能够称彼此为弟兄为姐妹。
But also in our hearts to relate to each other.
而且在我们的心里，我们也是彼此相连。
See the wonderful thing is in our fellowship with one another.
所以我们能够彼此当中能够有美好的交通。
That we can share this Lord Jesus who's living inside of us.
我们能够将活在我们里面的基督跟弟兄姐妹们一同分享
with one another
彼此的分享
Now, it's wonderful that the Lord gives us opportunity to be together and have someone minister the word
那是主的心意是美好的能够将我们聚集在一起能够有人跟我们一同来分享
And we want so very much tonight for the Lord to be able to speak to each one of us
我们今天晚上真是切切的盼望主能够亲自的对我们每一个人说话。
His living word to us.
他的活道，他是我们的活道。
But let's also trust him that when we're together in fellowship with one another, we can also experience the Christ that's in each other.
但同时我们也要有这样子的把握，当弟兄姐妹在一起交通的时候，我们也能够把彼此的分享在我们自己里面的。
So my heart is rejoicing.
所以我的心里面是欢喜的。
To be here and share the Lord Jesus with all of you.
能够在这里跟众弟兄姐妹一同分享我们里面的基督。
And we trust that the Holy Spirit will enable us.
那我们也相信圣灵能够给我们这样子的能力。
To express the Christ that's in us.
能够把我们里面的基督表明出来。
So I'm blessed to be here among you.
所以我在你们当中是蒙福的。
Now this hymn that we started off with tonight.
我们今天一开始所唱的诗歌。
Jesus, I am resting, resting.
我在基督里面安息又安息。
I want to just share with you a short story, about how this hymn influenced somebody in your own home, in your country, in China.
我就是想跟大家分享一个小小的故事，这一首诗歌。怎么样影响了在中国的一位圣徒
There was a brother and a sister
有一位弟兄或是姐妹
And she wrote many hymns
她写了很多的诗歌
And she died but her brother went to China
她过世了但她的弟兄到了中国
And there he met Hudson Taylor
那她在那里呢就遇到了戴德生
And somehow this hymn about Jesus, I am resting, resting.
然后呢，就唱到了这首诗歌。
Is one of these hymns that this his sister had written.
那这首诗歌就是他自己的姐妹所写的。
So he shared it with Brother Hudson Taylor.
所以他就跟戴德生分享。
And guess what?
那你知道了吗
？It became one of his favorite hymns.
这就成为戴德生最喜欢的一首诗歌。
Jesus, I am resting, resting.
基督，我在你里面安息又安息。
May that reality be something that is precious to us too.
愿这样子的真实在我们的里面也看为宝贝。
Now our brother has already read Hebrews chapter 1, the first four verses.
我们的弟兄已经读了希伯来书第一章的一到四节。
And here the writer begins by placing the Lord Jesus in the highest position possible.
那希伯来书的作者一开始的时候就把基督摆在至高的地位。
It's similar to what we find in the first chapter of Ephesians.
好像我们在以弗所书第一章所看到的一样。
Where Paul tells us that our Lord Jesus was exalted far above all.
所以那里保罗告诉我们说，基督被升为至高。
Not just above all, but far above all.
不是只是仅仅的高过所有的，乃是远超过所有的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
He is in a position that nobody else in the whole universe has.
这样子的地位是在宇宙里面没有一个人，没有一件造物能够有的。
And during these times we have together,
那么今天我们在我们一同相处的时间里,
it's in my heart that we let the Holy Spirit really help us to focus our hearts and our minds on this wonderful person.
那我心里面的负担是靠着圣灵，盼望我们能够一同的专注在这奇妙的耶稣的身上。
Because, dear brothers and sisters,
因为亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
I'm convinced in the depths of my being,
在我里面深处我确定,
if we can see our Lord Jesus with in a clear, full way,
如果我们能够清楚丰满地认识我们主耶稣基督的话,
we will also think that this hymn, Jesus, I am resting, resting.
那同样的，我们也会对这个安息在主里的这首诗歌,
is a marvelous declaration from our hearts.
也成为我们心里面一个奇妙的宣告。
So let's begin to have some fellowship in this letter to the Hebrews.
所以让我们一同开始来交通一下希伯来书。
Let me mention just a couple of things by way of introduction.
那我一开始的时候要稍微介绍一下。
First of all, we don't know who wrote this.
第一点我们不知道希伯来书是谁写的。
There are many people who feel like they have discovered who he is.
那很多人认为说他们能够找到证据说明作者是谁。
And even in some of our Bibles, it's introduced or given the title of the Epistle to the Hebrews by the Apostle Paul.
甚至有的圣经里面上面还会写说，这是保罗所写给希伯来人的书信。
But there's a lot of evidence in the letter itself.
但是在这个书卷里面的内证,
that indicates to us Paul is not the one the Holy Spirit used to write this portion of God's Word.
那么告诉我们说，圣灵所使用的作者，写希伯来书的作者不是保罗。
So for myself, I'm satisfied.
那对我来讲，我这样子也够了。About
the fact that it doesn't have the name of the person who wrote it.
即使我们不知道谁写的。
So we don't need to spend time trying to discover who the Lord used to write this.
我们在这里也不需要花太多的时间在那里钻研，主到底用了哪一个人来写这本书。
But the important thing is that we focus our hearts on what the Lord has used, how he has used this brother to speak about our blessed Lord Jesus.
我们要注意的是神怎么样用这个蒙福的弟兄写了这一本书信启示出来的基督。
Now I have my own impression about who is the author.
那我自己的心里面呢，也有我自己的想法关于谁写的。
But I don't think it's important.
但我不觉得这很重要。
So for me, I'm satisfied we don't know who the writer was.
所以对我来讲，我即使不知道作者是谁，我也觉得很满意。
We discover some things about him by reading this epistle.
那当我们读这卷书的时候，我们可以发现一些关于作者的事情。
But we really don't know who the person was who wrote it.
但我们实在不知道确切的来讲是谁写的。
Secondly, the readers, the ones to whom it was written, also are not named.
第二点是读者，就是收信，起初收信的人，这本书所写给的对象，在希伯来书里面也没有讲是谁。
In most of Paul's epistles,
我们知道在保罗的书信里面,
he identifies himself,
他一开始说他自己是谁,
and he identifies the group to whom he is writing.
然后他就会说这个信是写给谁的。
But the writer of Hebrews doesn't do that.
但是在希伯来书里面他没有这样子写。
So I'm satisfied in saying, we don't know to whom the letter was written.
所以呢，我其实就能够很，我也很满意的能够说，我们就是不知道谁写的这希伯来书。
So all I can say is praise the Lord.
那我能够说的就是感谢主。
We now can focus our attention where it needs to be.
所以我们能够把我们的注意集中在所当注意的事情上。
In the main burden of this portion of God's word.
在神的话里面的这一部分里面，它真正的负担在哪里？
Do you know what the main burden of this portion of God's word is?
你知道神在这一段话里面要给我们的重点是什么吗？
You want to take a guess?
你要猜吗？
Anybody?
有没有人想猜一下？
You know his name.
你知道他的名字。
Jesus, I am resting.
就是基督我安息在你里面。
He is the center, the focus of this whole epistle.
在整本希伯来书里面，耶稣基督就是他的中心。
But we don't know who wrote it.
虽然我们不知道谁写的。
And we don't know for sure to whom it was written.
我们也不能够确定是写给谁的。
But one thing we are convinced of.
但是我们能够确实深信的。
The wonderful revelations of our Lord Jesus that are contained in this portion of God's word.
在神在这一段话里面将我们奇妙的耶稣基督启示出来。
If we allow the Holy Spirit to take these wonderful truths about our Lord Jesus,
如果我们能够让圣灵把这些奇妙的真理，关于耶稣奇妙的真理，
and speak them into our hearts,
能够对我们内心的深处说话，
and we hear what He's speaking,
同时我们也能够听见他所说的话，
we receive the revelation about this wonderful Lord.
所以我们能够看到奇妙主的显
现。And then we begin to respond in relationship to what has been revealed to us.
那么我们就能够按着所启示给我们的有一个相对的回应。
So I hope you'll forgive me if I make too many references to this first hymn we sang.
所以我希望你们能够原谅我，如果我不断的回到我们今天所唱的第一首诗歌。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们,
There's something so wonderful about those words.
但那些字里行间实在非常的奇妙。
We can actually think about what our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11.
我们可以想到主耶稣在马太福音十一章里面所讲的。
You remember what he said? Come unto me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden.
他在那里怎么说的？凡劳苦担重担的都可以到我这里来。
And what will he give you?
那他会给你什么呢？
Rest.
安息。
Take my yoke upon you.
你负我的轭。
Learn of me.
学我的样式。
For I am meek and lowly in heart.
那因为我柔和谦卑。
And you will find rest unto your soul.
你的心里就必得安息。
So the first rest we experience of knowing that our sins are totally forgiven.
所以第一个安息，我们得到的那个安息，是我们知道我们的罪已经完全蒙了赦免。
And having an understanding that we have a new life inside of us.
同时知道我们的里面有一个新的生命。
The eternal life of God.
一个永生。
The Lord Jesus Christ Himself is the life.
因为耶稣基督就是生命。
And so,He wants us to learn to rest in the reality of that.
所以他愿意我们能够安息在这个客观的真理里面。
So what does he say we need to do?
所以他告诉我们说我们要做的是什么？两件事情。
First of all, come to him.
第一个是来到他这里来。
Don't go someplace else.
不要去别的地方。
Go directly to him.
直接的到主那里去。
Since you're one of God's dear children,
作为神亲爱的儿女,
you have the privilege of going into the throne room of God.
你有这样子的权柄能够来到神的宝座面前,
coming to the throne of grace.
能够到他施恩的宝座面前,
and dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
who's seated on that throne?
坐在宝座上的是谁?
What's his name?
他的名字叫什么?
What's his name?
他叫什么名字?
Jesus.
耶稣,
seated there on that throne.
他坐在宝座上。
And why should we go there?
那我们怎么去呢?
Because we find mercy,
因为我们在那里能够,
and grace to help in time of need.
我们能够蒙连续得恩惠, 做我们患难时随时的帮助。
So the more we see about our blessed Lord Jesus,
所以我们越是能够看见主耶稣里
面的祝福, the more we will want to give ourselves to him.
我们就越乐意把我们自己交给主。
If we're not experiencing the rest that the that the writer of Hebrews is talking about.
It's
not because the rest is not available. Maybe we don't understand as clearly as we need to. Rest is ours. He wants to be our life. You remember what Paul says in Galatians chapter 2. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Dear brothers and sisters, this is normal Christian life. Discovering there's one who's inside of us and we are in him. Who wants to be everything to us. Hallelujah, he's our Savior. Hallelujah, he's our Lord. But there's so much about him we don't know. And when you read this letter to the Hebrews, we discover some things about him that many of us don't know very much about. When's the last time you heard someone sharing on the Lord Jesus as our great high priest? Have we ever heard a message on the Lord Jesus being our apostle? So there's many wonderful truths in this letter.
所以在这书信里面有很多奇妙的真理。
It doesn't need to just be biblical information.
它不光是一些信息。
The Holy Spirit wants to take it off the page.
我们可以从圣灵，就是从这个字句当中
register it deeply in our hearts.
把这个字句写在我们的心里。
So that we can join in singing this hymn, not just the words, but from our heart.
所以我们能够一同的来唱这首诗歌，不仅仅是嘴巴里唱，乃是心里面能够和。
Jesus, I am resting, resting.
耶稣，我安息在你的里面。
In the fullness of who you are.
在基督的丰满里面。
You know what Paul says?
你知道保罗说,
All the fullness of deity dwells in him.
神本性一切的丰盛都在基督里面。
And guess where you and I have been placed? Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
保罗在哥林多前书第一章,
by God's doing,
靠着神的恩典,
we are in Christ Jesus. Now he goes on to mention some things that our Lord becomes to us. But I think if he were here tonight, he would want to remind us as God's dear children. In our blessed Lord Jesus, we find everything we will ever need. Today, tomorrow,
今天，明天,
throughout our life here,
一直到我们在世的年日,
and hallelujah, brothers and sisters,
Hallelujah,
all the way into eternity. All the fullness of God. All we will ever need for our lives to be rich and full and overflowing with joy. So I want to encourage us as God's dear children.
所以神所爱的儿女们,
that we take this portion of God's Word. We read it. We find time to meditate on it. And we trust the Holy Spirit to take the truths that are here. And make them a full reality in our life. Not just doctrine. Now, doctrine is very, very important.
当然教训教义都很重要,
but we can't stop there. We need to put into practice those things that the Holy Spirit helps us to see. So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
the burden of this writer
这个希伯来书作者的负担
is to put the Lord Jesus before us，
是将基督摆在我们的前面
in such a clear way，
将清楚的显明
that as we look at him， as we behold him，
当我们看着他的时候
as we gaze upon him，
让我们定睛在他身上的时候，
his beauty will fill our soul，
那他的荣美能够在我们的心里面能够充满。
So the writer tells us in these first four verses，
所以这个作者在头四节里面告诉我们，
that our God has been faithful in speaking to his people，
因为神对他百姓所说的话神是信实的。
The problem has never been that God has not spoken，
其实问题都不是说神没有说过话。
The problem is finding people who are willing to listen and obey，
这问题老是要找到那些愿意听听了能够顺从的人。
So the writer points out to us，
所以那作者马上告诉我们，
long ago，
古时
God spoke，
神已经说话。
Now he speaks here， he talks here about speaking to the fathers，
他在这里讲的是指着对列祖所说的。
But you remember in Psalm， Psalm 19，
那你记得诗篇十九篇，
did God speak through what he created？
神是借着他创造说话。
The heavens declare the glory of God，
诸天述说神的荣耀。
And the firmament shows his handiwork，
穹苍传扬他的手段。
So there's wonderful truths about our God that we can see by observing what he's created，
所以看神所创造的东西我们是可以认识一些关于神奇妙的真理。
But God worked to build a relationship with his old covenant people，
但是神要与他在旧约里面的百姓建立起一个关系。
And he was faithful to speak to them，
所以他很信实的不断的跟他们说话。
And the writer has much to say about this matter，
那么这个作者在他的经文里面也会谈到很多这方面的事。
But the writer has something in his heart that he wants to emphasize，
但在他的心里他还有一个要强调的东西。
Verse 2，
第二节，
In these last days, he has spoken to us in his Son.
就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们。
Dear brothers and sisters，
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
did you hear that？
你听到了吗？
We don't usually consider or think about，
我们通常不会这样想。
Someone speaking through a person，
我们通常不会想说有一个人借着另外一个人对我们
说话。Now, not just what this person says。
那不是这个人讲了什么，
but who this person is，
而是这一位讲的是谁，
and what this person does，
这位讲的做了什么事。
You remember in John's Gospel in the very beginning， first chapter 1，
你记得约翰福音的第一章，
in the beginning，
太初有道，
was the word，
太初有道，
who is that word，
那这道是
谁， the same one the writer here is talking about，
那就是希伯来作者所讲的。
Absolutely，
是的。
In the beginning was the Word，
因为太初有道。
And the Word was with God，
道与神同在。
And the Word was God，
道就是神。
So brothers and sisters， in a very unique way，
所以弟兄姐妹们一个非常非常独特的一个人物。
Out of his great love and wisdom， God has spoken to us，
所以出于神奇妙的爱跟恩典他对晓谕我们。
So we can never ever question whether or not God has spoken，
所以我们再也不用怀疑神到底有没有晓谕过我们。
Not only has he spoken， he wants to continue to speak，
不仅仅是说他已经说过了话，而且他是继续的对我们
说话。 That is to take what he's already said，
他把他从前已经说的话，
and speak it to your heart and my heart，
那在对你的心说话，对我的心说。
Now, dear brothers and sisters，
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
for the first 23 years of my life，
在我生下来头23年，
I didn't think that God was at all interested in me，
我那是不感觉神真的是在我里面。
And I wasn't very interested in knowing him，
我觉得神对我没什么兴趣，我也对他没兴趣。
Because my concept of God，
就想到关于神这个观念。
If you had asked me to draw a picture of God，
如果你叫我画一个关于神的像，
I would have drawn his face like an angry old man，
我就会画一个他的脸变成一个
很生
气的老人，带着一个长胡子，
and a big stick，
拿一个大棍子。
Now why would I want to have a relationship with anybody like that?
那我为什么要跟这样子的人有关系呢？
But I was ignorant.
那我是无知的。
I hadn't heard what God has said to us in His Son.
那个时候我还没有听到神在他儿子里面所晓谕我们的。
Please forgive me.
所以请你原谅我。
This happened 60 years ago.
因为这已经是六十年前的事。
And I can just say to you tonight, I rejoice, dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我今天可以告诉你们，我心里面欢喜。
That my God found a way in the person of His Son to speak into this hard heart.
因为神，我的神，能够借着他的儿子找到了一个方法，能够对这一个硬的心说话。
It was more than almost 2,000 years ago.
那么这个发生的事已经是2000年前的事。
That this one came to the earth.
那么这一位来到了世上。
Because you remember in John's Gospel, verse 14, chapter 1?
那你记得约翰福音第一章十四节。
And the Word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
And dwelt among us.
住在我们当中。
And we beheld His glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
Glory of the only begotten of the Father.
正是父独生子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
So God was speaking through His Son.
所以神在他的儿子里面对我们说话。
He has spoken in His Son.
他已经在他儿子里面说话。
And He wants to speak more and more to your heart and my heart in His Son.
而且他更要借着他的儿子对在你的心中在我的心中对我们说话。
I don't know what is the best way for me to share what's in my heart about this matter.
我其实不知道什么方法才能够准确的把我心里面对这件事情的负担能够讲清楚。
It seems to me, dear brothers and sisters,
因为感觉上弟兄姐妹们
that one of the biggest obstacle for us to hear what God is saying to us.
我们要听到神对我们所说的话，听到神说话最大的困难，最大的难处
is because we focus more on being religious than having a relationship with our living God.
是太多的时候，我们要成为有一个宗教性的人，而不是要成为一个与神有一个实际关系的人。
Now I am fully aware.
弟兄姐妹，我很清楚。
There are important things that you and I need to do.
有很我你我都有很多需要做的重要的事情。
There's things that are important for us in our life as God's children.
作为神的儿女，在我们生命里面有些重要的事。
How important it is for us to be reading this book.
那对读圣经多重要呢？
How important is it for us to have time where we fellowship with our Lord in prayer?
那能够有时间能够与主在祷告当中交通是多重要。
How important is it for us to have fellowship with one another?
我们与弟兄姐妹交通是非常重要。
These are all important disciplines in our life.
那这些都是非常重，我们生命里面非常重要的操练。
But you know the problem is.
但你知道里面的问题是这个。
We can learn to do this and our heart not be in it.
但我们可以做了很多这样子的事情，但我们的心里没有在其中。
You remember what the Lord Jesus said to the Pharisees?
你记得主耶稣怎么样跟法利赛人说吗？
You worship me with your lips.
你们我的百姓用嘴唇尊敬我。
But where is your heart?
但心却远离我。
Way off someplace else.
你的心却不在这里。
This is religion, brothers and sisters.
若是这样子所做的一切事就成为宗教的行为。
I believe in the depths of my being.
I'm sorry.
I believe in the depths of my being.
在我的心的深处里面，我相信。
The Holy Spirit can somehow register some things in our heart.
圣灵能够在我们的心里面能够留下一些东西。
He can show us our Lord Jesus in a clearer and fuller way.
他能够在我们的心中将耶稣基督更丰满、更清楚的显明。
God will be speaking to us.
神会对我们说话。
And imparting life to us.
能够将他的生命放在我们里面。
And we will be transformed.
我们因此能够被变化。
You remember in 2 Corinthians 3.
Corinthians.
2 Corinthians 3.
你记得是哥林多后书第三章。
Paul says, beholding him as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord.
保罗说我们对着主面对面。
What happens to us as we behold him?
如果我们面对面面对荣耀的主会怎么样
From glory to glory.
我们就荣上加荣
From glory to glory.
荣上加荣、
huh? Not by being religious.
那不是按着宗教的行为。
But by focusing your heart.
乃是将我们的心专注在主的身上。
On this wonderful person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这位奇妙的救主耶稣基督的身上。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Please.
我在这里请求你们。
Not for my benefit or for your benefit.
不是为我的好处，为你们自己的益处。
Although we will gain much from doing what I'm going to suggest to us.
因为我们按着我等要建议大家所做的，我们会得到极大的益处。
But please know,
但是
your blessed heavenly Father
要记得
has a deep, deep longing in His heart.
我们天上的父，他的心中有极深的渴想
to see His own beloved Son fully formed in you.
要看见他的爱子能够在你的生命里面能够成熟，能够完全。
The Word of God talks about being transformed.
神的话告诉我们说要更新的变化。
Conformed.
要磨成
什么样子。And formed.
然后被做成什么样子。
And Paul in Galatians 4.
在加拉太书第四章。
He said to these Galatians, I'm in travail again for you.
他说我对为你们再受生产之苦，对加拉太人讲。
Until Christ be formed in you.
只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
That's more than being forgiven of your sins.
主已经赦免你们的罪。
That's more than a promise that you're going to go to heaven.
但远比这有更多的，比我们上天堂更重要的。
This writer of Hebrews.
这个希伯来书的作者。
Talks about in chapter 2.
在第二章里面讲到
that he's bringing many sons to glory.
他要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
Now please.
那请注意。
Certainly that includes a place in God's presence.
那么
The glory includes.
那当然这个荣耀一定跟在神的所在有关。
But it includes a lot more than that.
但还超过了只是到神那里这个地方而已。
To be glorified.
因为他要你也能够得荣耀。
I didn't hear one amen.
我怎么没有听到有人阿们呢
？Why not?
为什么不能够阿们
？Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，You know what Paul's saying there in Romans 8.
你知道保罗在罗马书第八章怎么讲的
？Those whom he foreknew.
他预先所知道的人。
He predestinated.
他就定下。
To be conformed to the image of his son.
效法他儿子的模样。
And he may be the firstborn among many brethren.
使他在许多弟兄中做长子。
And those whom he predestined.
他预先所定下的人。
He called.
他又招来。
Those whom he called.
所招来的人。
He justified.
他又称义。
And those whom he justified.
他所称为义的人。
Come on, help me.
怎么样？
Glorified.
他又叫他们得荣耀。
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 弟兄姐
妹。My understanding what Paul is saying is.
那我们要明白保罗讲的是什么。
If we will find a desire in our heart to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们的心中能够有这样子的想望，愿意跟随圣灵的带领。
Learn to yield to His discipline in our life.
能够学习顺服圣灵的带领。
His goal.That is the goal of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的目标，圣灵的目的
is to provide opportunities for you and me.
是要为你我提供机会
and provide you all you need.
是给你一切所需的
He takes that fullness that is in the Lord Jesus.
他把在基督里面一切的丰盛
and makes it available to us.
然后把它放能够摆在我们面
前 provide opportunities for us to cooperate with Him.
然后给我们机会，让我们能够与他同工。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
this is one of the most marvelous things to me.
这对我来讲是最奇妙无比的事。
This matter of being glorified.
就是得荣耀的这件事。
Now my hope and my deep conviction is,
我的盼望，我的确信是这样子的。
That if we will learn to cooperate in this wonderful work our God is doing,
如果我们能够与神这样奇妙的工作同工的话
The Holy Spirit will provide opportunities
那圣灵会提供给我们这个机会
For you and me
让你让我
Me and you
我和你
Conform to the image of His Son
能够磨成神儿子的样式
You remember twice in Matthew's Gospel
你记得在路加福音里面两次
The Father spoke from heaven
那父神在天上讲话。
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom I am fully pleased.
我所喜悦的。
Now, dear, dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
I hope you don't think I'm getting too excited tonight.
我盼望你不会觉得我今天好像过度的兴奋。
But I have a deep hallelujah in my heart.
在我的心的深处真是感受到那个哈利路亚。
Our promise is, our hope is,
我们所承受的应许，我们的盼望
that we can cooperate in this great work our God is doing.
是我们能够与神这奇妙的工作同工。
And when we stand before him,
那么有一日我们站在他面前的时候
the father can say,
那个父就能够说
this is my son Jimmy.
这是我的爱子
In whom I am totally pleased.
是我所喜悦的
Huh? Now, Jimmy, you know by ourselves we could never arrive at that place, right?
那你知道凭我们自己我们是永远没办法得到这个地位
So what it means to be glorified?
那我们怎么样才能够得荣耀
When Christ has been formed in me
当基督在我们里面成型的时候
It's no longer I who am living
那活着不再是我
But it's Christ who's living his life in meAnd through me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
I hope there's something being registered in our hearts.
我盼望圣灵在我们的心中有做工。
That will respond with a deep-hearted amen.
叫我们的内心的深处我们能够有个阿们。
This is what God wants.
这是神所要的。
He's provided all that's necessary in His Son.
他在基督里面赐给我们一切所需用的。
He has sent the Holy Spirit here to help us.
他又把圣灵赐给我们来帮助我们。
In every way.
在各样的事上。
We need help.
只要我们需要帮助。
So that we can arrive at that place.
好叫我们能够到他所要我们去的地方。
Where God can look at us.
到了那时候神能够看着我们。
And find nothing but His Son.
然后他所看见的是他爱子的荣形。
Now, a number of years ago,
在几年前
I had the joy of traveling among you, some of you brothers and sisters from China.
那我跟一些这个中国来的弟兄姐妹们一同旅行
Primarily out on the west coast.
那主要的时候是在西岸
Seattle.
到了西雅图
San Francisco.
旧金山
Other places.
这些地方
And sometimes I would be there on the weekend.
那有的时候呢是在周末的时候去
I would usually arrive on Friday night
那我就会礼拜五的时候到
And I was usually invited to stay in a family among in a home with a family
那通常呢就会有弟兄姐妹打开他们家招待我
And so I stayed with these brothers and sisters from China
所以我就能够与那些中国来的弟兄姐妹们住在一起
And they usually had some children in the family
那通常他们都会有小孩
But it seemed like on Friday night
但是呢等到礼拜五晚上的时候
There was something that was always scheduled
那总是有一些事
A musical recital
就是总是有一个音乐表演
The children have been taking violin and piano lessons Some of them
那这些总是有孩子或者在修钢琴或者在修小提琴
So on Friday night was usually the night when they had the recital and the children would go there and they would play the instruments and the mothers and fathers would be there too.
所以常常在礼拜五晚上的时候他们就有小小的练习的音乐会那么通常父母也在那里。
And they began to invite me to go with them.
但后来呢他们就开始邀请我一起参加。
And I went. And I was richly blessed.
那我去了也在那里大大蒙福
Now when I first started going to these meetings
当我刚初去的时候
The recitals
去参加这些音乐的预演会
Because it seemed to me that these brothers and sisters from China
那我对感觉上这些中国来的弟兄
姐妹 Considered it very important for their children to play musical instruments
感觉好像小孩子要会乐器是非常重要的
So most of them were taking lessons and then they had their opportunity to show mom and dad how they had improved
所以他们通常都有修课那么总是有机会能够对父母表演
So as I went to these recitals
那我当我去参加这些表演的时候
I tried to focus my attention on the children
那我希望我在那里努力，希望我的注意力集中在这孩子的身上。
As they played what they had practiced and learned，
因为他们练习，他们学的，他们在那里演出。
Now probably many of you have had the experience。
那我相信你们当中很多人也有这样子的经验。
Of going to one of these recitals，
也许你们也参加过。
To a child who was learning to play the violin。
那有一个小孩，他刚刚开始学小提琴。
Now can you？You can probably imitate from me the sound you heard coming from that violin.
所以你大概也可以像我一样，能够模仿那个从这个小提琴出来的声音会像是怎么样。
Sometimes they didn't sound like much music.
那有时候这些孩子拉起听起来一点都没有音乐感。
Because they were learning.
因为他们正在学习。
And so after a while, I didn't pay much attention to what the children were doing.
所以过了一段时间以后呢，我就不再注意这些小孩在干嘛。
But after, when they were playing, I started to look at the faces of the mom and dad.
所以当他们在那里拉小提琴的时候呢，我开始注意那些爸爸妈妈的脸。
So I didn't pay attention to what the children were doing, didn't pay too much attention to what it sounded like.
所以我不再注意那些小孩子在干什么，也不再听他们在拉些什么。
But I focused my attention on the faces of the mom and dads.
那我注意的呢是父母的脸上的表情。
Their child was over there playing.
他们的孩子在那里表演。
Making some unusual noises.
那弄了一些其实蛮难听的声音。
But when you look at the faces of the mom and dads,
但你看看那些爸爸妈妈的脸的时候，
what do you see?
你看见的是什么？
What do you see, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹，你想你看到什么？
So proud of their children.
每一个人都是笑容满面，感到非常的荣耀的样子。
Brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
This is the heart of our God.
那么这一个就是为父的心。
He wants you and me.
他要你要我。
To grow up into His Son.
能够磨成他儿子的样子。
And allow His Son to increase in you and me.
使他的儿子在我们里面能够加增。
Now that requires us going through some difficult situations in our life.
那这个很多时候会让我们在我们的生命里面经过一些难处。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们，
the final product
所出来的结果
is when God looks down,
是神看着我们的时候，
and has a big smile on His face.
那他的脸上就会满了笑脸。
This is my beloved Son.
他说这是我的爱子。
I'm fully satisfied with Him.
是我所喜悦的。
Now please remember.
所以请记住。
This is what the Lord is doing in each one of His children.
这是主在他每一个儿女里面的工作。
This is His heart for us.
这是他对我们所存的心意。
This writer of Hebrews.
所以希伯来书的作者。
This burden for these believers to whom He's writing.
所以他在对这些他收信的这些信徒们，他里面有这样子的负担。
Now I don't want to go into the things about what they say about to whom this letter was written.
所以我不要讲太多关于这个人家怎么讲说这本书是写给谁的。
There's much evidence that they were Jewish believers.
里面其实有不少的证据能够说明他们是犹太的基督徒。
But let's be careful that we don't think that this letter is only for Jewish believers.
但我们要小心，因为这不代表说这本书是只对犹太基督徒有用。
The problem that these brothers and sisters were experiencing day after day.
所以他们这些弟兄姐妹所经历，每天所经历的。
It needed someone out of deep love for them.
所以他要有一位对他们有深深的爱的人。
To speak honestly to them.
能够很诚实的对他们说，
and warn them about some of the things that they were allowing to happen in their life.
要能够对他们，要能够让这些收信的人日常生活里面所接纳的一些事情，要警告他们。
So as we read this letter,
所以当我们读这本书的时候，
he warns them many times.
你会发现他不断的警告他们。
It seems to me at least 10 times.
那我算了一下，大概有十次。
Dimension of warning in what he's saying to them.
大概有十次从各种不同的角度来警告他们。
But he doesn't stop there.
但不是他没有停在那里。
You know what he does from there?
你知道他从警告开始然后到什么地方吗？
You'll hear him repeatedly saying, "Let us."
你会听到他不断的讲到说，让我们。
Let us.
让我们。
Let us.
让我们。
Because when he finishes his letter.
因为当他写完这本信的时候
，He refers to it as a brief word of exhortation.
然后他论到他自己的信的时候他说是我劝勉的话。
So there are two dimensions to this matter of exhortation.
所以什么叫做劝勉呢？
Now you know, unless there's a problem, there's no need for exhortation.
因为你知道，如果没有问题的话，就不需要劝勉。
But if there is a problem,
因为的确有问题，
we need to be exhorted.
既然有问题呢，我们需要劝勉。
We need to be helped to see what is it that we're doing incorrectly.
我们必须要有人帮助我们，叫我们能够看见我们所做的有什么不对。
And discover what the solution is for that problem.
而且能够知道要怎么样子才能够改正这个问题。
And that's what this writer does.
所以这一个就是希伯来书作者所写的。
He's faithful to point out to these brothers and sisters.
他向这些弟兄姐妹们很诚实地指出来。
That they are doing some very serious things that hinders their walk and their destiny.
他们的一些作为是严重的影响，不仅是影响他们的行为，也影响他们永恒的目的。
But it seems to me his main focus is on this matter of a solution.
但是呢，我感觉他真正要注意的是怎么样解决，这解决之道在哪里。
And what does he provide as a solution?
那他所提供的解决之道是什么呢？
Focusing on the Son.
就是专注在儿子的身上。
This one through whom God has spoken in these last days.
是神在末日借着他说话的那一位。
Dear brothers and sisters.
是亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Our God has said everything he needs to say.
我们的神已经讲了他一切他所需要说的话。
He doesn't need to add anything to what he said in his son.
神在他儿子里面已经说完他一切要说的话，他不需要再加什么事。
If we want to know what kind of a God we have,
我们如果要知道我们这位神什么样子的神，
where do we find that?
我们到哪里去找？
In the person of the Lord Jesus.
你看到主耶稣就知道。
Remember John 1:18.
你知道约翰福音一章十八节。
No man has seen God at any time.
从来没有人见过神。
The only begotten Son.
Who's
in the bosom of the Father. He has clearly manifested who God is. So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
please,
请求你们,
be encouraged
要因此大蒙勉励,
to turn away from those things that are a hindrance and a detriment to your walk with the Lord.
放下那些拦阻你、破坏你与主同行的事
，and learn，
然后学
set in His presence and let the Holy Spirit reveal more and more of this wonderful Lord Jesus。
那在他的面光当中，能够叫圣灵能够越来越多的启示出主的样式。
In this hymn we sang in the beginning。
我们一开始所唱的诗歌
The writer says, I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart.
所以作者讲到说我终于了解他心里面的爱的伟大。
Not that I've already found it all.
不是说我已经彻底明白了。
But I am finding out.
而是我正在发现
the greatness of his loving heart.
那他那个爱的那个心何等的大。
I apologize, my dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我要向大家
对不起。I feel so overwhelmed.
但我感觉实在是好像被淹过了我。
Of trying to share some wonderful truths in this wonderful book.
要把这一本奇妙的书当中里面的一些奇妙的真理跟大家分享。
Because no matter where you go,
因为不管你从哪一个角度开始
，you find a wonderful spiritual.Golden nugget.
你总是看到那个属灵的奇妙的宝贝的金块。
So valuable for you and me.
那对你对我都是极重贵贵重的。
And we need to find a way.
那我们必须要找到一个方法。
To discover these golden nuggets, these spiritual things that will make our life more and more what God is wanting us to become.
叫我们能够找到这些贵重的属灵的贵重的金块，好叫我们能够越来越像神要我们成为的样式。
So the writer begins in these first four verses.
所以这个作者一开始从这四节经文里面,
saying that God has spoken in these last days in His Son.
说明说神在这个末世借着他儿子晓谕我们,
and then he mentioned seven things about the Son.
然后呢, 关于这个儿子呢，他讲了七件事情。
Let's read them again, and then we'll come back and seek to consider some of them.
让我们先读一下，然后我们再回过头来看一些这些事。Verse
2.
第二节。
In these last days, He has spoken to us in His Son.
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
Now, let's read to the end, okay?
然后我们全节读完。
Whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He made the world, He is the radiance of His glory, the exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the word of His power. When He had made purification of sins, He sat down at the right hand of Majesty on high.
从第二节，神在这末世借他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的。 也曾借着他创造诸世界，他是神所荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。So
he mentioned seven attributes of the Son.
他讲到关于神的七样属性。Now
why seven?
为什么七样呢？
Because seven represents fullness in the Bible.
因为七在圣经里面代表丰满,
seven wonderful truths about our blessed Lord Jesus.
所以我们荣耀的主有七件奇妙的关于他的事。
So let's just look at them for a few moments.
那我们稍微来看一下。
First of all, that He is the heir of all things.
第一个是他承受万有的。
Now He's been appointed the heir.
他是被立来承受万有的。
I think this happened before there was any creation.
我感觉这是在还没有创造之前就发生的事。
Now, I don't know how you find it, dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你们是怎么找到的。
But this ministry, I mean this mystery of the Trinity is something that's very difficult.
这个三位一体的这个奥秘是非常。
But I believe that before there was anything created, there was a decision made within the Godhead between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
在神的本性里面,
that the Son would be the heir of all things.
就神的儿子是要承受万有。
It will all belong to Him.
他一切都要归于他。
Now do you see, dear brothers and sisters, what the writer is trying to get us to understand?
你可以看得出来希伯来的书的作者是要我们明白些什么吗？
There's only one person in the universe.
因为在全受造里面只有一个。
Only one person in the universe.
在一切受造当中只有这一位。
Who is the heir of all things.
是要做承受万有的。
This is a sovereign decision by God Himself.
这是神自己里面全能的决定。
And so, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
one of the ways this can affect us,
一个能够影响我们的,
let me ask you a question.
让我问大家,
have you been created by God?
你是不是神所造的?
Yes.
是。
Are you a part of what's in this universe?
你是不是在神受造世界里面的一部分?
Then to whom do you belong?
那么你是属于谁的?
Whom do you belong?
你是属于谁的?
You belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那你就属于主耶稣基督。He's
become your owner.
他就是你的主人。You're
a part of His inheritance.
你就是他所承受的万有当中的一部分。Now
it's true, He had to purchase with His own blood.
的确,他是要用他的血买赎我们。But
there was a decision made in the Godhead.
但是在神的位格里面已经有这样子的决定。
God the Son,
神的儿子,
would be the heir of all things.
是万,
so he's in that superior position.
所以一开始他就在那至高的地位,
in a position that no one else is.
在这个地位是没有其他的受造可以达到的。
Please, I can't explain.
所以老实说我解释都,
how this worked out between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我实在没有办法解释在三位一体里面的圣父、圣子、圣灵他们是怎么样子来做决定。
Because they're all God.
因为他们都是神,
the Father is God.
父神是神,
the Son is God.
子神是神,
the Holy Spirit is God.
灵神是神,
all three equally God.
而且他们都是同等的神。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
be very, very careful.
要非常的小心,
in what you allow to happen in your thinking.
在我们的思想里面,
because one of the biggest heresies, one of the worst things that human beings have ever said about our Lord Jesus.
一个最大的异端, 一个人能够论我们主耶稣基督, 一个最邪恶的一件事情,
is that he's not God.
就是说他不是神。
He's like God, but he's not God.
他像神, 但他不是神。
The Jehovah's Witnesses, for example.
譬如说耶和华见证会,
they will not allow him to be God.
他们不让主耶稣成为完全的父神。
He is a son of God.
那么他是神的儿子,
he is God the Son.
他是神子,
and he has been placed in a position by God himself.
他是被神所，他的位置是神所定的。
So that everything,
所以所有的事情,
is his inheritance.
都是他的。
So what happens when you and I believe in him?
所以当我们信靠主的时候怎么样?
Well, he gains his inheritance.
所以他就得到了他的产业。
But he's not finished with that inheritance.
但是呢, 他得到了这产业, 但他还有未尽之功,
until we've been glorified.
一直等到我们得荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, I want to be very, very, very careful. Okay?
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我在这里要很小心地讲。
But in my heart, I can imagine,
但在我的心里面,
that when God has finished all of his work,
当神成全了他的功的时候,
there's going to come a time when the Son will gather all of us together.
那儿子呢就会将我们召集在一起,
and having been conformed to his image,
那我都已经磨成他的样子,
he says to the Father, Father, look at all of these wonderful children.
然后他就对父讲说, 父啊, 看这些可爱的儿女。
They've allowed the Holy Spirit to build my character into them.
他们与圣灵同工使我的性格能够坐在他们里面,
and they are my children,
他们是我的儿女,
my brothers and sisters,
是我的弟兄姐妹,
my redeemed ones, my redeemed ones,
是我所救赎的,
the ones I purchased with my own blood,
是我用我的宝血所亲自买来的,
so he's the heir of all things.
所以他是承受万有的。
Secondly, he created, through whom he created the world.
第二个,
now you remember again in John's Gospel, chapter 1.
你记得再一次讲到我们约翰福音的第一章。
Let's quickly look there, John chapter 1.
我们看一下好了, 约翰福音第一章。
Verse 3.
第三节,
all things came into being through him.
万物是借着他造的,
and apart from him, nothing has come into being that has come into being.
凡被造的, 没有一样不是借着他造的。
Now, who's he talking about?
他在这里, 约翰讲的是谁?
He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
他就讲的就是耶稣基督,
God's Son.
神的儿子。
What did he do?
他做了什么事?
Everything that's come into being, come into being through him.
一切能够存在的东西都是借着他而存在的。
And that's what we find the writer of Hebrews saying as well.
那同样的我们也看到希伯来书的作者讲了同样的事情。
The worlds were created through him.
万有是借着他造的。
Dear, dear, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
when you and I are facing what we consider to be impossible situations,
当我们面对一个我们自己觉得是不可能难以面对的事,
can I encourage us tonight,
那我今天晚上可不可以勉励大家,
to look away from the problem, the impossible problem,
不要定睛在你觉得不能胜过的事上,
and learn to look into the face of this wonderful one.
然后学习要, 面对这奇妙者的脸目,
realizing
能够寻找。
He created the universe.
是他创造了世界。
Now, some of my young brothers and sisters.
我们当中年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
How many stars are there in God's universe?
在神所创造的宇宙里面有多少个星，多少颗星星？
Any of you read recently?
你们最近没有谁读了？
Yes.
You
want to guess?
要猜一下吗？
No, don't want to even guess.
啊，猜都不想猜。
Well, I think it was 10 years ago I read an article.
我想到好像是十年前我读了一篇文章。
That time, they estimated
在那个时候他们估计
that there were 600 trillion trillion stars.
有600个 trillion 的 trillion 个星星。
600 trillion trillion stars.
有600个 trillion trillion.Many stars that we cannot.
Many stars.
对，
huh?
很多星星我们算不清楚。
Now let me ask God, who created those?
那我问一下，到底是谁创造的？
Give me a name, not just God, but what is His name?
不要讲说神而已，他的名字是什么？
Give me His name.
名字是什么？
Jesus.
耶稣。
The eternal Son of God created all of that.
神的儿子创造了这一切。
So.This is who he is.
这个就是他是他之所是。
He is the heir of all things.
他是那承受万有的。
He is the creator of the universe.
他也是那创造万有的。
The next thing the writer points out to us is,
那么下一件事是作者讲的,
is that he is the outshining of God's glory.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Again, we come back to John chapter 1.
再一次我们回到约翰福音第一章。
The Word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
Dwelt among us.
住在我们当中。
And we beheld what?
我们也见过他的荣光。
Glory as of the only begotten Father.
这是父独生子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
He is the full perfect expression.Of who God is.
他是神那个丰满完全的表明。
I remember a story about a mother and her little girl.
我记得讲到一个母亲跟她的小女儿的一个故事。
One morning, the mother was fixing something in the kitchen to eat.
那有一天早上，妈妈在厨房里面煮早餐的时候。
And her little daughter, 7-8 years old.
她那七八岁的小女儿。
Was sitting over there at the table.
那也坐在桌子那里。
And she was drawing a picture.
她在那里画画。
And so finally, the mother said to her, "What are you drawing, my daughter?"
所以终于那个。妈妈就问那女儿说，女儿啊，你在画什么？
And the daughter says,
那女儿就说，
I am drawing a picture of God.
她说我在画神的样子。
And the mother said to her, you can't do that. Nobody knows what he looks like.
她妈妈就对那女儿说，你画不出来的，因为没有人知道神长得什么样子。
And out of her innocent heart came this expression.
在那个天真的心里面，从那天真的生命里面得到这个答案。
When I get finished with my picture, they will know what he looks like.
他说，当我画完他的像的时候，别人就知道他长什么样子了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，I'm sure all of us have questions about what is God like.
所以我相信我们都有一些问题，神到底是什么样子
？What kind of a person is he?
他到底是什么样子的一位神
？You know, we have our answer.
那你知道我们已经得到了答案。
Fully, clearly, perfectly.
这完全的、完美的
pictured in the person of our Lord Jesus.
因为就是主耶稣基督的形象。
He is the outshining of God's glory.
因为他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Remember what the Lord said to Philip?
你记得主对腓力讲的话吗
？Philip, have I been so long with you and you don't recognize me?
他说：“腓力，你跟随我这么久，你还不认识我吗
？”He who has seen me.Has seen the Father.
人若见了我，就是见了父。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，You see what I'm trying to say.
你能够，我知不知道我想讲什么
？What this writer is trying to help us get our hearts focused on.
所以，这个希伯来书的作者到底是要我们的心着重在哪里
？He answers all of our questions.
要回答我们一切的疑问。
Maybe he doesn't answer them all at the exact same time.
他不是把所有的问题一个一个的 来回答。
If we have some distorted ideas about our God,
但如果我们对神的观念是有扭曲的，
then if we look to him,
那我们如果转眼向他，
then the Holy Spirit will help us see with more clarity.
那圣灵就会帮助我们，让我们看得更清楚。
What a wonderful God we have.
我们所有的这位神是何等的奇妙。
And then he says, the writer says,
然后这作者继续讲,
that he is the exact expression of God's character.
他是神本体的真相。
He is the exact representation of God's character.
他是神真相里面真实的表达。
You know, sometimes circumstances can happen in our life.
你知道我们生命里面有的时候有这些事，有那事发生。
I was flying from Louisville, Kentucky to New York one time.
有一次我从 Louisville, 在 Kentucky 的 Louisville 要飞到纽约。
And some, a lady sitting next to us,
那坐在我旁边的一位女士,
was reading the newspaper.
在那里念新闻。
And she just spoke out loud.
他突然就讲话了。
We didn't understand what she was talking about at the first.
那一开始呢，我不知道他在讲什么。
But she said, "What kind of a God could do that?"
因为他讲的说，什么样子的神会做这种事
？And we discovered,
然后我们才发现
she was reading a newspaper article.
他在读一个新闻的。
How a dad was had his son out in the lawn mowing the grass.
那你讲到他的那个父叫他的儿子出去割草。
And through some foolish actions, the child got caught in the lawnmower.
然后一些错误以后，那个小孩子呢就被割草机割到压到。
And when she read this information,
当她读到这的时候
，her conclusion was
她的结论是
God was responsible for that.
这个是神的责任。
Without any judge, any jury.Any evidence,
没有那里没有法官，没有陪审团，没有证据。
That the righteous God had done this.
他马上就结论，那公义的神做了这事。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，if we have any kind of thoughts like that,
如果我们有对神的认知是有各样错误的
，you need to look at the person of the Lord Jesus.
那你就必须要定睛在主耶稣的身上。
See, I feel like one of the things we miss among us as God's people.
那有一件事情，我感觉说成为神的百姓，我们忽略了一件事。
Because we all have our opinions and our understandings of things.
因为我们每一个人都有他的意见，都有他的看法。
But sometimes our opinions are not correct.
但有的时候呢，我们的意见不是对的。
We can even take this wonderful book.
我们甚至能够拿着这奇妙的圣经。
And take some things that it says.
然后甚至用圣经的话。
What's written here?
圣经里面所写的。
And we can come to the wrong conclusion.
那我们能够得到一个错误的结论。
So what is our help?
那我们的帮助在哪里？
My brothers and sisters, I want to suggest to us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我的建议是
that before you come to the conclusion about these things,
那关于我们所谈这些事情要得到什么结论之前
you look closely at the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
先仔细地看一下我们主耶稣基督。
Is there anything in him
在他里面
that would somehow allow us to think
会让我们想
that a holy, righteous, loving God
一个圣洁、公义、慈爱的神
，was responsible for having a little child get caught in a lawnmower.
是要为这个小孩子被这割草机碾过来负责。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Our Lord Jesus is the exact representation.
因为我们主耶稣是神本体的真相。
He who has seen me has seen the Father.
你看看人若见了我就见了父。
So don't be foolish.
所以不要做愚昧人。
Don't come to false conclusions about things.
不要做一些错误的结论。
Then he says that he upholds all things by the word of his power.
那接下来又讲说，常用他全能的命令托住万有。
Not only has he created them,
他不仅创造了诸世界
，but he keeps the whole thing operating.
而且他让这一切事情按理而运转。
And I've heard from some
我曾听人家说
that maybe God isn't finished creating yet.
也许神的创造还没结束。
But anyhow, what I'm trying to point out is,
但不管怎么样，我在这里要讲的是
，Our blessed Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣基督
is a sovereign Lord,
是一个全能的主。
He is sovereign over everything.
他的权柄能力高过一切。
Now we have to be careful about what we understand to be sovereign.
那我们必须要注意，我们对于全能怎么样来认识。
But brothers and sisters,
因为弟兄姐妹们
，He upholds all things.
因为他用他的命令托住万有。
By the word of His power.
是用着他命令的带有的权能。
He then made purification of sins.
他洗净了罪。
Do you see, my dear brothers and sisters?
所以弟兄姐妹们
，How does a righteous God?
一个公义的神
righteously forgive us of our unrighteousness.
怎么样子能够按着公义来赦免我们不公义的罪
？Can I say that again?
我可不可以再讲一次
？How does a righteous God
一个公义的神
righteously
怎么样能够公义的
declare us
宣告
righteous
我们是一个义人？
Because it's very evident we're unrighteous.
因为一切的证据都说我们不是义人。
So how, what has to happen to a righteous God?
那这样子来讲的话，这神的公义怎么样子呢？
Take righteousness and declare it as totally forgiven.
那把这一个不义的在那里宣告说完全成为义。
Because of what the Son did on the cross.
因为这是神的儿子在十字架上所行的事。
He looked at that righteous blood of his own son.
他看着主耶稣所行的事。
And takes that as a full payment.
然后就成为我们一切的代所犯的罪的代价。
For me,
为我
you,
你
and all of God's children,
一切所有神的儿
子 to be totally forgiven,
就完全蒙了赦免
of every sin we have ever committed and will commit.
是我们一切所犯的罪和一切所将要犯的罪。
This is the work of our blessed Lord Jesus.
这是我们主耶稣基督的工作。
And then he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high.
然后接下来他就坐在高天至大者的右边。
He is now Lord of Lords.
他是万主之主。
King of Kings.
万王之王。
He's the one who's sovereign over everything.
他是在万有之上作王。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
I hope in some little way, in some way,
我盼望我们能够有一点点
what is in the heart of the writer of this epistle?
这个希伯来书作者他里面的负担是什么
It's registered in you and me.
盼望能够有一点点也放在我们的心里
So that we'll find ourselves disciplining ourselves.
然后我们就会发现我们自己在那里操练自己。
To go there and read it.
我们就能够去
meditate on.
希伯来书那里去读去默想。
And for those of you who have the ability to do it, memorize parts of it.
所以我们当中那些能够的要把它记起来。
Some of you young people could memorize all 13 chapters with no problem.
那我们知道我们当中有些年轻的孩子们记忆力非常好。
Hide these things in our heart.
把这些事存在我们心里。
And when the situation is right,
那么当环境上有需要的时候
，The Holy Spirit will take some of those wonderful truths.
那圣灵就能够把这些宝贝的真理。
So that when we are encountering different situations in our life,
所以在我们生命里面碰到不同的事情里面
，Jesus, I am resting.
我们能够说我们安息在基督里面。
In the joy of who you are,
因为知道。因你之所事而蛮有喜乐。
Who is he?
他到底是谁
？All these seven things the writer has just mentioned.
就是我们刚刚希伯来书所讲的七件事。
That's who he is.
那就是他之所事。
He's seated at the Father's right hand.
他已经坐在高天至大者的右边。
He's there as our great high priest.
他在那里做我们的大祭司。
Which we trust the Lord will give us some time to fellowship about.
我们还会再继续的交通。
But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹们
，finding out.The greatness of his loving heart.
让我们能够认识他爱的那个广大的心。
You know how much he loves you?
你知道他是怎么样子的爱你吗？
Do you know how he loves you?
你知道他是怎么爱你吗?
Do you know he loves you perfectly?
你知道他对你的爱是完全的?
Do you know he cannot love you more than he already does?
你知道他没有可能再多爱你一点?
But are we receiving that love?
但是我们有没有接受到这样子的爱?
Are we finding out the greatness of his loving heart?
我们有没有寻得他那个爱, 他心里面爱的伟大?
Or have we become satisfied with John 3:16?
还是我们仅仅就以约翰福音3:16为满足?
Please, brothers, don't misunderstand.
所以弟兄姐妹们，希望你们不要误会。
How can you describe that wonderful experience of being totally forgiven and having a new life put inside of you?
我们怎么样能够描写那种奇妙的感觉, 罪已经完全得赦免, 里面得了新的生命。
Indescribable beginning.
那么这是一个奇妙的, 难以诉说的开始。
It's not the end.
但这个不是结束。
That's different than being fully conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
因为那跟完全磨成神儿子的样式是有所不同的。
And maybe you don't find the right words to say to your Lord.
也许我们嘴巴里面不知道该怎么样子跟主耶稣说。
But you say, Lord Jesus.
所以我们就说主啊,
I want to be like you.
我就想像你一样。
Not just do things that you would do.
那不仅仅是要做一些你要做的事,
but I want your character formed in me.
我要你的性格能够坐在我的里面。
There is no longer I who live, but Christ who is living in me.
那活着不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
you don't have to have gray hair to experience this, come to know it.
你不需要头发白了才知道这些事。
Some of you young people can learn today,
你们这些年轻的弟兄姐妹,
that Jesus wants to be your life.
因为基督就是你的生命。
And some of us who are a little older,
那我们当中年长的呢,
middle age, well, you need to learn it too.
我们一样可以学。
So no matter what your age is,
不论你是年纪如何,
maybe you're toward the end,
那甚至我们的生命已经到了末了,
but I'm finding out,
但我仍然能够得到,
the greatness of his loving heart.
仍然能够知道他那个爱的那个伟大。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告。
Father, we acknowledge before you tonight,
主啊, 我们在你面前承认,
that when we fellowship about this wonderful Son of yours,
当我们, 要交通关于你爱子的事的时候,
Lord, we can sometimes conclude,
有的时候我们的, 结论,
falsely conclude,
我们的结论是错的,
that what we find in the Word of God is not true.
甚至我们会说我们在神的话里面所得到的,
Lord,
不是真实的。
Tonight we want to repent of that way of thinking.
所以主我们今天晚上我们要悔改。
We want to cry out to you for help.
我们要向你呼求, 寻求你的帮助。
That we'd be willing to give up those kind of thoughts.
让我帮助我们能够放下这些错误的看见。
And allow the blessed Holy Spirit,
能够让那荣耀的圣灵,
to enlighten the eyes of our hearts,
能够叫我们里面的眼睛能够开,
that we can see our blessed Lord Jesus,
叫我们能够看到主耶稣基督的荣耀,
we can see the Son of God,
我们能够看见神的儿子,
with greater clarity,
叫我们看得更清楚,
and may it be that we find amazing grace working in our hearts,
那我们能够在我们的心中看见这奇妙恩典的工作,
where we are willing to say to you,
叫我们能够甘心地对你说,
I want to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
我愿意被磨成神儿子的样子。
And we ask it in His blessed name.
我们奉他荣耀的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.